Mike Besseglia here with the Seaville Podcast Network, introducing Dr. Stuart Chang. Dr. Chang is a local sports medicine podiatrist practicing at the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic. Doctors Kevin Murray and Stuart Chang of the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic have been serving the Charlottesville community in Central Virginia for over 20 years. Dr. Chang is a board-certified surgical podiatrist. He's affiliated with Martha Jefferson Hospital and Augusta Health. He is presenting a series of podcasts focusing on common sports injuries. Dr. Chang, take it away.
Hello, everybody out there in the Seaville Podcast Network. It's Dr. Stuart Chang back again to continue my series of discussions on sports injuries. We've looked at the mechanism of an overuse injury and also the problem of Achilles tendonitis. Now we'll move into another common injury among my sports athletic population, that is the stress fracture. In the foot, which is my specialty, the stress fractures that I commonly see are basically in the metatarsals. Those are the bones that are directly behind your toe joints, and they take up a lot of stress, particularly in running activities and jumping activities and activities that require you to change your direction of motion very quickly. That would be like a basketball or a tennis type activity. And that's basically what causes the, the sort of like overuse process within a bone. The other bones in the foot are not necessarily as commonly injured. I have never seen a stress fracture in an actual toe before. Those generally get sort of fracture injuries. But some of the midfoot bones, the cuneiforms and the navicular and cuboid, I actually have seen stress fracture syndrome, but they're not as common as the metatarsals. And then finally, the last bone in the foot of significance would be the calcaneus or the heel bone. Again, not a common, but I actually have seen it, particularly on individuals who have a lot of activity that involves sort of like a landing on their feet, and taking up a lot of stress inside of that bone, thereby weakening it, putting it through a repetitive kind of sort of impact process there and create the sort of stress fracture problem. Before, we talked about the bone stress fracture and what causes it. And basically, just to review, it's the situation where a repetitive sort of activity, and let's just say running, for example, that would create a situation where the bone increases its sort of turnover process. The tissue wants to sort of break down the bone because the activity is putting a lot of stress on the actual individual bone cells. They're sending out all their little intricate sort of chemical messengers to the actual cells that break down the bone. These are called the osteoclasts, and they sort of take over the process. The athlete will actually kind of feel sort of a discomfort there and be encouraged to kind of push their way through it, thereby perpetuating this process of bone breakdown and further weaken the bone structure, because these osteoclast cells or bone breakdown cells are overtaking the activity of the bone building cells, which are the osteoblasts, and the entire bone, in a sense, or as a structure, kind of gets weakened. And at that point, it's susceptible to sort of injury. A stress fracture really is just kind of like a crack. And that could happen at any moment that you put a large physical demand on it, and it's already in this kind of weakened phase. Interestingly enough, the way to prevent that from happening is to just kind of, do like we did before, sort of do a gradual buildup of exercise and not really kind of run through your injuries or run through your problems, and let the actual body do its natural process of repairing itself, and you wouldn't get to that sort of stress fracture process. Of course, keep in mind, we're just talking about healthy persons here going out and exercising, because that's the focus of my discussion here. There are certain metabolic diseases and sort of interesting kind of syndromes that can also weaken bone, and those are not really kind of like the focus of what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to elevate the sort of knowledge of your common athlete, of who is a very healthy person, no real significant underlying disease processes. So basically, we're not really going to talk too much about that. In fact, we're not going to talk about those, those exotic diseases at all. No, that can also weaken a bone for whatever reason. That's another reason why maybe you might want to seek medical professional sort of opinion, so that the individual that you go see might be able to detect that for you. For the purposes of the discussion, we're just talking about normal healthy people engaging in in sort of athletic stuff and doing too much of it. Now, the diagnosis of the distress fracture is fairly easy. You got an area of focal point of pain somewhere around in the foot. A lot of times you'll see some swelling generally around that, because once a bone breaks, it releases some sort of chemical mediators that start an inflammatory process around that break, and the tissue swells. Sometimes you get some bleeding out of that little bone crack, and you see what we call bruising. The medical term for it is ecchymosis. Let's just call it bruising. It's real easy to pick up on these stress fractures if you have a very good history and you discuss what is going on with the individual. A stress fracture should be, you know, very simple sort of thing for a sports medicine sort of professional, orthopedist or podiatrist, to find. The treatment for this sort of problem is very much like that of any other overuse injury. Basically, put the foot or ankle in a rest situation. But with a stress fracture, you want to be a little bit more aggressive. You want to stop the process of this bone injury, and you want to really take advantage of immobilizing it. And that will take the individual out of the activity in which they're doing, and basically just, you know, just put them in daily activities. A lot of times stress fractures will be treated with a walking cast. That's a very common treatment. You want to get the immobilization pretty adequate so that this bone can be protected and start to affect the healing, which it normally wants to do, but it wasn't able to do because there's too much motion in and around that actual crack site. The anti-inflammatory medicines also do really well for someone who has a stress fracture, just as basically a pain sort of control modulation medication. It also reduces some of the tissue inflammation in and around that stress fracture, which can help to hasten the healing. The other thing we try to get individuals aware of is that they want to make sure that they're on a well-balanced diet that is favorable to bone healing. Vitamin D is a very good, important vitamin with regards to getting the bone built back up again. And we find that, I guess, in milk and other such things like that. So drink your milk. There you go. The return to activity with regards to stress fracture is a little bit slower, you know, because we got to make sure that bone is healed. You know, the initial detection of a stress fracture involved an X-ray, sort of to find it. Also, bone scans and MRIs are very good diagnostic tests. A really good eye on a standard radiograph can pick up a stress fracture really easily. During the process of healing, sequential X-rays are also very good to follow the problem and make sure that it's healing at the speed and rate in which it should be going. The return to activities for a stress fracture is basically when problem is less painful, radiographic evidence of healing is available, and then basically return to a graduated stepwise return to running or tennis or basketball, whatever it is that you were doing. That's basically the stress fracture. Next time we get together, we'll try and cover another topic of importance. Thanks.
You have been listening to Staying in the Game, a casual conversation for athletic-minded individuals with Dr. Stuart Chang. Dr. Chang is a board-certified surgical podiatrist. He is affiliated with the Martha Jefferson Hospital and Augusta Health. He is presenting a series of podcasts focusing on common sports injuries. Don't forget to check them out online at www.brfootandankle.com.